Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very important and beautiful hadith. This hadith is about the abandonment of prayer and why it's considered equal to kufr or disbelief. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following. It was once asked why the person who abandons the prayer is considered an infidel, a kafir, and not a fornicator, right? It's very famous that, you know, if somebody, you know, abandons the prayer, he's a kafir, he's an infidel. But the person who abandons the prayer has not been compared to someone who fornicates. Right? Somebody asked the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, why this is so, what's the reason for this comparison to the kafir, but not the person who makes fornication or the fornicator. To which the Imam replied in the following way. Because the fornicator, the person who commits fornication and other such sins, he commits the sin out of a desire that overcomes him. He's overcome with passion, he's overcome with lust, and he performs the sin. Whereas the one who abandons the prayer, the salat, only does so because he does not take it seriously, deeming it insignificant, right? So I guess the kafir, the disbeliever, right? He abandons, you know, belief and faith, iman, because he doesn't believe it to be very important, right? Doesn't necessarily mean that he is, you know, passionate to abandon it, right? Abandoning it is, it's not something that one could, you know, be passionate about, right? So it's not an action itself, or it's just actually an inaction, right? But because one does not deem this action of faith or believing to be significant, something very important, oh, he doesn't believe in it, right? Similarly, the one who abandons the prayer, he abandons it because he doesn't think it's very important. He doesn't believe it to be very important. The inaction itself, it doesn't like draw him towards it, right? So because of that, you know, this person who abandons the prayer, he's been compared to the kafir, to the infidel, and not the one who fornicates. You know, it's interesting to know that in the Holy Quran, regarding the people who have gone to hell, it's the following has been mentioned. These people will be asked, what drew you into hell? They will answer, we were not amongst those who prayed. One of the reasons why people will go to hell is that they were people who abandoned prayers. They left the prayers, they abandoned it. And, you know, this actual act of taking prayers lightly, it's something very bad. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, do not neglect your prayers. For verily the Prophet said, while he was on his deathbed, the one who takes his prayers lightly is not from me. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the abandonment of prayers in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد